between three bears spotted at the edge of Nome and another grizzly shot and left to die at the Cape Nome Quarry. Bears are out and about in the Nome area this season. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a brown bear advisory last week after sightings near Icy View, the Norton Sound Hospital, and along the Beam Road. Meanwhile, Alaska wildlife troopers are searching for the person or persons who failed to salvage the meat of a bear killed earlier this month. In an online dispatch released Friday, troopers say the bear was shot near Cape Nome around the 5th of September. Despite the recent sightings, Letty Hughes with Fish and Game says the number of bears is not unusual.
It's been an excellent fish year. It's been an excellent berry year, so, you know, that helps out. But it's probably no more than usual. When you consider where Nome is situated, you know, we got the coast and we also have the Nome River and the Snake River. You know, bears are just passing through.
Hughes is an assistant wildlife biologist with Fish and Game, and this year she says the department has actually received fewer reports of bears breaking into cabins. Still, she says the bears are out there, and she says the population seems to be doing well.
We hear reports from folks that, you know, they see cubs, you know, as sows, and so without having any definite numbers, they appear to be healthy.
Those definite numbers are on the way. Hughes says Fish and Game teamed up with the National Park Service earlier this year to survey the brown bear population of the Seward Peninsula.
We spent 2 weeks doing this bear survey using a lot of small plane time. A lot of hours were spent flying around the peninsula this spring.
A biometrician will use the data collected to estimate the bear population overall. Hughes says the final count will be released later this fall. The number will be another important piece of information about the local animal population, which Hugh says can also be analyzed when they're hunted and salvaged properly.
We gather information that way on our brown bears. So a hunter has 30 days to get their bear sealed, and what the sealing requires is bringing in the hide with the claws attached, the evidence of sex attached, and the skull. We pull a tooth, we measure the skull, you know, we look at the hide for any abnormalities, anything that might be interesting.
With current sightings, Hugh says everyone should continue to practice basic bear safety. That includes making noise and maintaining a safe distance while viewing bears, hiking, or picking berries, and to keep trash contained so fish and game scraps don't attract animals. Hugh says people who see a bear can report sightings to the Department of Fish and Game, the Alaska State Troopers, and the Nome Police Department.